And this is across all networks. So, so for you non-subscribers to Premium Smoke Room, guess what? Y'all getting a treat because you get to get a audio preview to what you're missing in the Premium Smoke Room. And last week you missed a doozy if you ain't subscribed. Well, the last chapter. So, but anyway, what's going on, girl?
Not too much. I'm in the room. I'm chilling. I had a badass headache. The lights off. I'm like, fuck it. No audio today. I'm dressed and shit. I'm like, no, fuck it.
Yeah, because I think that's the reason why
the computer is still on.
We are doing audio. This damn lighter don't want a fucking light. Stand this shit. So anyway, so me and myself went back to work. Had me pretty good birthday weekend. Pretty good birthday weekend.
Ooh, how'd that go?
Well, of course it was 420, and it was my birthday weekend. So my birthday was Sunday. You know, 420 was Saturday. Didn't go to the 420 festival because I thought it was gonna rain, and two, I'm old. when I start thinking, I don't end up going. So I chilled at the house, cooked dinner, smoked. My sister bought me a case of God dang it, Yingling, and I did that. And then, like I said, the next day, just chilled out at the house and and recorded. You knew I had to record. I couldn't help it. It feel weird not recording. And that was my weekend for a whole. So what? Well, before we even get to your weekend, because what's going on, Premium Smokers? What's going on, smokers? Everybody, all platforms, how you doing? Welcome to Chapter 67. Of Chronicles of a Spit Queen. Yes, you know who I am. If you don't know who I am, it's your first time hearing this. I am Kevin Office of a Champ, aka the porn rap star, but narrator for these wonderful stories about the protagonist of these stories. She's a freak. She's nasty. She's going to keep it 100. She's going to keep it honest. She's unapologetic about this shit. She be shocking motherfuckers in the comments on YouTube.
Oh, God.
You know what I'm saying? And none other than the one and only, the queen herself, Miss Spit Queen. Say hello.
Hi, guys. Hi. Booming.
So how was your weekend and what's been up?
Well, I recently went to AC for a little, friend getaway weekend and stuff like that. Me and a couple of friends. We had booked a Airbnb a couple months ago for one of the group on my birthday and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But it was nice. Some wonderful events happened that weekend, but I'm not going to disclose that until, like, probably 2 months, guys. You guys will find out what happened that weekend along with everybody else when we find out.
I know.
You know.
Shit.
A couple of other people also know, but we will be probably dropping that probably like the next couple months, probably. Who knows yet? But it was nice. I got fucked up, though. Like, fucked up. I was like, tore the fuck up. Maybe. Like, he told me, because we had, went out a couple's thingy. My friend and her person, they were together. And it was me and him together. And then the birthday boy, his best friend and his wife came out. Mm-hmm. So we all got coupled up, whatever, like that. We're drinking, uh-huh. Have a little fun. Yeah, I got a little fucked up. Like, real fucked up. Like, he was telling me I was just showing my ass. Not him nodding his head in his sleep, but...
Swinger showed your ass that you were just blithering drunk.
Nah, I was out, so I couldn't really show my ass. Like, I'm pretty sure I was home. Nah, I wouldn't show my ass. But yeah, I just like I was just showing the fuck off. I was talking to Phoebe and shit like that. It was just it was a mess. Don't laugh. Now you up? Mm-hmm. What's some no? You talking to me? You'll wait.
Well, one day I will get to go to AC and check out Atlantic City. I've been hearing so much about it and everything. I think the only thing I probably have to do it is have to catch one of those bus trips.
Yeah, we have caught the bus.
Shoot, because I am not gambling. I am not a gambler.
We tried gambling. It was him and my other best friend. She was just fiending on the fucking slot machines. Because, like, she was doing good at first. Everybody came around and started losing again. But when it came to him, like, he was like a hit or miss. I was doing pretty good at first. And then I won back his shit, and he lost it again. I was like, well, damn. Like, come on. But we had fun. Pretty good.
I lose $1, be out. You're like, I can win 1,000. $1. I'm done. I'm good. I was like, I got lucky. I don't want to stress my luck. I'd be the worst nigga at a damn poker game. I'll give them no chance of money back. They ain't gonna let me win the money back. No, nigga. No, I'm good.
No, thank you.
I know the room was nice as fuck where y'all was staying there.
Yeah, it was like a full house and stuff like that. And basically it was like 4 bedrooms, I want to say. 1, 2, yeah, 4 bedrooms. It was like a sofa bed, like a little air bed on the top floor. It was a 2-couple bedroom, or 3. And then one had like a 4-bathroom, 4 little tub. It was a nice little place. Little pool table. What else? A little like smart TV. It was real nice. Nice as fuck. I want to go back.
Oh my God. I know it was real nice out of this piece. So shoot. So how high did you get on 420? Because I got blowed, yo.
Honestly, because like in this household, we smoke almost every single day, all the time. So it was like, it wasn't like no like big thing for us. It was like, fuck it, we smoked the whole fucking AC trip. We smoked the week before that. It was like, we smoked out. So we didn't really get like too fucked up. We said, fuck it, we're smoke tomorrow anyway.
Yeah, because to be honest with you, if you're a pothead, what does 420 really mean?
Honestly.
I smoke every day, damn near. So it's kind of like, okay, this is a holiday or something, unless you're nearby a festival. Because I ain't want to go. Main reason I ain't want to go to the festival because I know we're not legalized. So. Are they really going to have weed at the weed festival? You get what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm pretty sure they're going to have edibles, but...
Not like actual buds.
Yeah, man, you know, so... But it would shock me if our state ever get legalized. I know y'all were straight. I know y'all straight up there, so...
Oh, yeah, we're going to go over here. Love it.
So, oh, my goodness, so... So other than the Atlantic City, because that was this past weekend, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so shoot. So, man, I'm going to tell you what's crazy. Why is it that I'm retired and I run into all these motherfuckers that are doing porn in North Carolina?
That's how it be.
I'm just so fucking mad about this shit. Somebody in Asheville, someone in Raleigh, literally in Raleigh, I said... You got to be joking. And stuff. Podcasting sucks for being retired because it's kind of like it tells you you want to come back, but shit. Hearing all the bullshit and the beefs and the bullshit and so we about to have a conversation, porn conversation here. Alright. Cause I know you've been hearing about the argument that ladies been having when it comes to content lately.
Uh-huh.
And it's about how guys place the content and where they place it. And a lot of girls have restrictions on where the content should be placed if you do content trade with them.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that? As a female that's in the business.
I mean, that's the hottest thing right now. Porn is honestly the hottest shit right now. It's like everyone's doing it. So I'm honestly not surprised. You know, I'm more surprised that it's not as big as what I thought it would be. But I'm not surprised, you know, hopping up on the shit that it's like sex sells right now. And as far as maybe shut up, we're sleeping. But as far as restrictions, that I agree with it. I mean, like, everyone is not really doing porn, you know, like their main job, you know. People still got families, they got regular jobs and shit, so you can't really have a lot of your shit out because, you know, like, it could fuck up your personal life and shit like that.
But see, to me, it's kind of like the argument is they're worried about it hurting their bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to one girl who was like, if he doesn't have an OnlyFans, I can't fuck with him. And I'm sitting there like, okay, if I was talented, I don't fuck with OnlyFans. I tried it. It was bullshit. You know what I'm saying? It didn't work for me. And I ended up, and because they were talking about some third-party bullshit, which I didn't feel like dealing with.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Which, while we love loyal fans, because I don't have to worry about third-party bullshit, but I digress.
Try that.
That I didn't fuck with it. So it's kind of like, is it even fair for females to eat? Okay, then, like, one female complained that dude was putting it out there for free. And what she meant, like, he put it on X videos for video sharing.
Mm-hmm.
One girl even complained about if they talked about the premium content side of it, where they stream it. Basically, they don't want shit streamed. That's what that would come down to. So I'm about to show them and let you answer the question. What do you think about it from that end?
Wait, say it again. Break it up.
What I'm saying is, they don't want it streamed. Mm-hmm. They don't want it to be video shared, and even to the point, some of the girls don't even want the motherfucker to be on the premium content. Shit like with like X videos and Pornhub does.
Okay. Oh, is that it? There's more.
Hmm.
Okay. Well, I kind of get that part because I know with the streaming sites, can't you like save them shits or they stop that? Cause I know before you could actually save videos on X videos and like the Pornhub and stuff like that.
I mean, yeah. I mean, but let's keep it 100. It doesn't matter if it's OnlyFans or what have you. They can download the video. You get where I'm coming from? It's
stopping on OnlyFans.
Oh, so they stopped on OnlyFans?
Uh-huh.
Even with the paywall?
I know before, you had to ask, like, on the bottom, it would be, like, download or save or something like that. Yeah. They stopped having it up there. I know as far as, X videos too. Before you can actually like hold it and save the videos.
Mm-hmm.
If it stopped it, I'm not sure, but I know for that part, I kind of get it.
No, I can download videos right now. X videos. I actually, thanks to some of you bootlegging some of the bitches, I found some scenes that I lost on X videos that I downloaded back and got back and put right on my shit.
Oh my god.
So yeah. So no, it's. To me, it's a cynical. I get where they're coming from, but it's kind of cynical to me because y'all make more money.
Yes or no?
I mean, let's keep it 100. The game is made for women to make more money in. Even with a scene, which it takes more than one scene to make money. Even right. With that scene, even if he puts it out there for video sharing, she's still gonna make more profit off the scene than him, because the way the way her traffic comes versus his.
Okay, right.
You feel me? Because I mean, even to a brand sense, because I'm like, you sitting here telling a dude that he can't put it on X videos, but his money is X videos. You saying when a female say, well, if he ain't got an OnlyFans, some niggas don't use OnlyFans. You know? So it kind of like, to me, the argument to the bigger picture, these girls ain't making money like that no more. Now they pocket watching the niggas.
Okay.
Because that's the only way I can see it, because you didn't hear this argument last year.
No.
So I'm going to ask you this. At any time when you did content trade, had you ever even thought about or even cared where the hell he placed it?
Yes. I want to say that because it's like, for me, a lot of my stuff, I only have clippets and stuff like that on my my videos and Pornhub when I did have Pornhub. So a lot of my paid stuff was on my paid sites. So it was like, I don't want you putting a whole, you know, full clip on your page. Because they're going to your page and watching it for free, and now I'm losing the money now. So now I can't even sell my shit because it's for free on your site. So like, what's the point of doing right now? So like, yeah, I definitely care. If you don't have like more than one type of thingy, I was like, yeah, I'm not familiar with you. Or if you only have Twitter or not something else, I'm not familiar with you.
But to me, okay, then, does this hold true? Because, of course, people, I got to play devil's advocate. That's part of all of this. Because trust me, if it makes dollars, it makes sense. I'm not mad at their thought process. I'm just giving it counterpoint.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference between them? Let's say me and you did a scene together, right?
Okay.
What's the difference between the fan base that go to your part to your site versus mine?
I mean, it's no different, but after a while, I feel like if my
go ahead.
I want to say it's a difference because when it comes to me, well, my fans, a lot of my like full stuff, you're not gonna find any like full scenes anywhere except for my paid stuff. So a lot of my fans, they come there to watch, you know, my dick sucking and my fucking videos and all that, because I don't have none of that on my video sites. Mm-hmm. So I feel like if you're, you know, putting it out there, mm-hmm. my fans are gonna hear, oh, okay, you know, Spit Queen has fucking scenes and, you know, everything else for free out there.
Mm-hmm.
Let me stop paying her to go see her shit when I can go see it for free somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm like, it's a difference in a way, but not fully.
No, this is what I mean by there's a difference. The fans is coming to see Spit Queen, coming to see Spit Queen. The fans are coming to my page is coming to see me fuck Spit Queen. Your fans are going to be way more loyal than my fans are. Because they're coming to see the person. They're coming to see the woman. You get where they're coming from?
Yeah.
Now, let's make this clear. The only reason why we know a male talent's name because the women that he fucked. You can't say that about a woman. A woman can make a name for herself and not even fuck a dude. Hence, Miss Be Nasty. Because for a bitch, she won't fucking do. So, women, their fan base is totally different. So, yeah, they might see it, let's say, on X videos. 9 out of 10, if mm-hmm. they are subscribed to your site, they already seen it. You feel me? So, now it's just there. It's, to me, it don't hurt your traffic. If a female, it like this. I think females are starting to lack confidence in what they can do and their salesmanship of their content. Because at the end of the day, your fan base is coming to see you. They're coming to see you. They don't give a damn whether it's a dildo. They don't give a damn if it's a dude. They don't care if it's a woman. It could be a trans. Transgender man or transgender woman. Your pick. You feel me?
Okay.
They're coming to see us fuck different chicks or fuck different people. That holds weight even with gay porn. Cause I say this, name one gay couple. Smoke that over.
Okay.
If you notice, they don't have a category for gay couples. Gay cam couples.
Okay.
Not even gay porn, the gayvians or the woman called. Anyway, I digress. So to me, I feel that because of that main difference, these females are overthinking the whole situation, because at the end of the fucking day, it's not going to hurt your traffic. Actually, it might enhance your traffic. Because it's like the females sometimes don't even listen to dudes or even think with a dick. It's not going to stop him from coming to your site because he saw it for free. Because you still filming. You still have newer content. And you shot maybe one, two, maybe three with this dude. But you got 80 scenes on your platform.
I don't know. Maybe so.
You know, now, I can understand if it's a brand. Now, if she wants to go on the brand argument, okay, I got you. Because it's a certain look that you might want to have. But just off the strength of, to me, oh, it's going to hurt my money and it's going to make guys go this, and this. Well, if that's the case, y'all wouldn't make it money, because when y'all posting your tits, he can jerk off to that. I'm just saying. We can jerk off to your IG picture. Stop. You fully clothed. We don't care. We got a good imagination.
I don't know.
So I just know it's crazy out there. Fake tests and all that shit. Porn is an interesting time in porn nowadays. Interesting time in porn. So our wonderful YouTubers, we have a segment that we call interesting shit that we found on IG. And what happens is me or her, more so her, find things on IG that interest us, and she brings it to the table.
I found some shit last minute though.
Yeah, I got to scroll way up to find the other stuff that you sent me. Cause so much stuff that happened since the last time we had talked.
And I said something today.
Yeah, we had a long conversation. Hold on.
It might be towards the bottom. I don't think I said anything before. I'm not even sure.
Now, I mean, we ain't done a show in about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to start right here. Fuck it. And then start at the bottom, then head to the bottom. Let's go. See, here's a post or here's a video? This is a post.
That's
going to
be a post.
Women will date a married man before they date a broke man. Someone answered back, men will date another woman before being faithful to their wife is the real tea. So, who has the greater point? And the clapback was vicious. I'm not even gonna lie.
I don't even know, because it seems like that's as backwards to me. You know how? Because I was in a situation like that. I was dating somebody who's married, and I've been like, stop talking to him on and off, and I cut him off for a minute, but like he still be coming back and he still get mad if I talk to somebody else or if I even entertain a dude.
And I'd be like, bro, you're married. Like, why are you so focused on me? You still post your wife, but yet you're still on me. And I told you, I'm not going to do this forever. So it was like, it was fun while I lasted, but now I have somebody new. Now I'm going somewhere else. You having a fit about that?
No, because I think married men in particular are territorial. And then when he's a married cheating man, yeah, no, we dudes will sit there and expect the side chick to be faithful.
Yes.
real shit.
Yes. Because he, like, thinking back on it, I sound real dumb. But it was like, during the time period, you know, he was still married. And we were actually boyfriend and girlfriend. So he would get on me about other guys being in the picture or me being with him. But then I'll be like, wait, you married. So you want me because I can't talk to nobody else. But yeah, you're physically somebody else's and you're not mine. I'd be like, make that make sense. He could never like make any sense about it. And I'd be like, what the hell? Like, I don't mind, you know, being with you. But then when I find my person, I'm about to dip out. He will always hate that.
See, like, that's why I said, all men, I don't give a fuck what these dudes say. Red pill sector, the sensitive, the soft nigga sector, because that's starting up. there's no in the middle, no damn boy, I swear. I'm the only in the middle motherfucker.
It's not.
Is you either soft or you just extra, extra hard? You just no in the middle. But I mean, I look at it like this, right? All men want to be in a poly relationship. Actually, a poly or more. Now, poly or more supposed to be, you get what I'm saying, a polygamous situation, you know, period. The problem is that a lot of men are not mature enough to handle if it's balanced and the woman has the option of the ability to do the same.
Right.
And that's what it comes down to. Because when you talk about, because when she came back with men will date another woman before being faithful to their wife is the real tea. The reality is, well, why is he unfaithful? And it's not the reasoning of what made him go cheat. That's not it. The real thing. Do he want to be...
And I would say because he's like...
Go ahead. Say what?
And I was saying because he's not getting certain shit at home. So he's going somewhere else to try and get certain shit.
I'm going to go a little deeper than that. It's he wants some other pussy. It's funny when someone said, I heard it on, I don't know if it was on, we talked about it on this show or I heard it on YouTube where a female said, or I heard someone say it on one of the interviews, I can't imagine just fucking one person the rest of my life. And plus, as you get older, tastes change. Taste, sexual taste, all that change. You know, period. So it's kind of like, to me, it's like, it takes a certain maturity for a man to allow his woman to be able to play also. No different than no different than a woman. You feel me? Because it's kind of like, did he say to her that, look, I want to fuck other chicks? No. The reason why, because his fear is she going to turn around and say, well, if you can fuck other chicks, I should be able to fuck other dudes.
Right.
And the way that the conversation probably went, It didn't come off. We lack tax, so y'all different. Women, there is a reason why it's a high percentage of women getting men into to poly and swinging than men getting women. Trust me, it's a reason for it. So, but no, that was an interesting clapback. I'm like, damn, dude. Oh my God. So that's interesting. Let's see that. Now I go back down. Yeah, we talked about it. See, people, I be putting this, we be doing stuff on the phone, so you gotta excuse me. It's a lot of scrolling. All right, here we go.
It's all out.
See what we got here.
It is out. It was a mm-mm.
This is a post. It's from Images You Won't See on TV. Interesting. Interesting name of that. Oh my God. Here we go. Michael B. Jordan once said, "Not every man who is nice to you is flirting with you. Some mothers raise their children to be gentlemen. Do you agree?"
I'm bad. I'm over here eating this shit. So I. But I do. But I met some guys, you know, who like would talk nice, you know, flatter and shit. But they weren't really trying to, you know, get in my pants. Mm-hmm. And be cool and shit. So I know. Well, I can say from my dude. His mom definitely did raise a nice guy, really respectable. Even though, you know, he was generally trying to flirt with me. Mm-hmm. Overall, you know, he is a compliment type of guy. You know, he will, you know, compliment you, tell you you look nice, you know, say little things about you, and not trying to really fuck with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, in this day and age, they call him a simp.
I think that's nice, though.
Yeah, not because it, to me, like, yeah, even just without a thought, if a female is walking up, I open the door, she go in first. You know, or even saying hi, or even giving someone a compliment. Like, a couple of the nurses where I work at, they came in, they had their hair did. I said, "I like that. It looked good on you. Look very good today." You feel what I'm saying? Not flirt, which just giving you a compliment. You know, period. Do you think that... Go ahead.
You know, I'm just saying, honestly, that's like me. Sometimes I'm really used to, you know, he always tells me, "Oh, you look nice, you look pretty today," or, you know, he'll hold the door for me. Now, me, I'm not used to that.
Mm-hmm.
Or that gentle type of shit, nice guy type of stuff. I'm not used to that whatsoever. Mm-hmm. So a lot of guys, they're not used to, you know, being told, "Oh, you look nice today." Oh, you know, "I really like your hair," or, you know, "I like your shoes," or, you know, compliments, period. Mm-hmm. And that definitely boosts up a girl's confidence, for real, for real. So that's why I'm like, nah, I'm cool with that shit. A1.
Yeah, because it's like, I'll tell somebody over there, I said, it seems like when you listen to the YouTube and all these YouTubers, these females, if you open the door for me, I'm going to run over you. I'm like, damn. What? Nice guys get treated terrible. I'm like, damn, I thought that what y'all want. I'm confused.
I'm assuming.
You want me to slap shit out you or something? I'm
I get it.
I mean, because it's kind of me, because, yeah, my mama told me, always be a gentleman. Always treat a woman like a lady, no matter where her background, mm-hmm. where she from. And treat her with respect, you know. Like I said, maybe it's the music nowadays. I don't know, because, you know, treat them like a lady. old school shit. So.
It is. It's more. It's so good. All right. It's more the old school type of shit. Because even with him, he was a horror show. Shit vodka. They use the yes ma'am, the no, no, the type of shit. People like, you know, I guess that Southern hospitality.
Mm-hmm.
And for some girls, I'm not gonna lie, that was also me as well. I'm like, I can't have no nice guy because I'll walk all over him. Da-da-da. And I get that, but I need like a half and half. If you gonna be nice, I need that. Oh, still.
Mm-hmm.
So I get some girls will go, oh, if you're too nice, I can't because that's me. I have like a really, really, you know, like.
See, no, what women trying to say is, y'all want a manly man.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all want a manly man. That's what it comes down to. And there ain't enough of them out there. Y'all want a man that, yeah, he'll wind and dine you, he'll put you in your damn place if necessary.
Yeah. Like, be nice, treat me nice, but if I fuck up and get in, like, you know, out of pocket, like, you know, sit down. Let's shut up a little bit. Buck me up.
And then kiss me after that. It's like, it just want to go around the barn and get in the front door. That's all y'all saying. Y'all want a manly nigga. All that about six figures and all that. Man, shut the fuck up with that bullshit.
I'm going to do it myself. You know,
got the crazy shit. So let's see what else that we have. Hold on, the same one I just picked. All right, here we go. Rapper T.I. want Tiny to pay. Doesn't want Tiny to pay anything regardless of her income. Thoughts?
I don't like that. Like, I feel like they married, so I feel like, you know, overall, that 50-50, I don't mind. Mm-hmm. You know, if you want to pay for your shit, that's cool.
Yeah,
but I'm gonna still help you because we're not one now. It's not just you, it's not just me, it's together in the whole. So, if she's cool with that, that works for y'all, okay, cool. But yeah, I can't do that. I'm not gonna sit there and have you work all your life and do all your shit, and I ain't doing shit. Nah, not happening.
Why is it there's a badge of honor if a dude carried the whole household? You get where I'm coming from? It's
mm-hmm.
And I get it if he's a millionaire. He's worth millions. Because this is T.I. People, let's say this again. This is T.I. He does not work at the bus station. He don't work at McDonald's. He's a multi-millionaire. So he can say that shit. You got a motherfucker that, god dang it, that probably making, what, $13 an hour? He can't say that shit. a bus driver, get, even with a bus driver, yeah, and they get paid very well. The UPS man gets paid very well. They stick. Why we be having rich comments? Why broke people? Why poor folk? Excuse me, I ain't gonna say not poor. Why broke folk want to have rich folk conversations?
I don't know. I guess we'll have a little input, but I don't know. I'm gonna have like a little, I guess, like a little say, a little something, something. But I feel like if you can't really, you know, come up with that, don't fully speak on it. You know, but even if I feel like, even if you are a millionaire, y'all are married, you should still want to help your husband out. You know, that's your husband.
But see now. Since this is T.I. we talking about.
I get it.
Nigga. And we've seen how T.I. feels when it comes to, because he's the breadwinner to a certain extent, that he felt justified to get pussy. and she should not feel some type of way because he bought her so much shit. Let's marinate on that conversation, shall we? That's the kind of man that you want not to allow you to pay for shit.
I mean, me, period. I don't really care. I wouldn't care if my man was a millionaire. I wish you would tell me sit down, don't do nothing. But, like, I can't do that. I can't do that because I still, I'm going to feel bummy because I'm not going to have you hold nothing over my head. We argue. Not having that. So to get past that, I'm going to help how I can. I'm going to do what I can. So you can't say, oh, you just a bum ass bitch. I'm the one paying all these bills. This is my house. It's my shit. Never. Never that.
Yeah. Because see, the reason why I say that is just as much as a woman might throw it in a dude's face, people, let me be the first to tell you, you don't think a man wouldn't?
Of course.
I heard my dad plenty of times say it to my mama, goddamn, you know, but this is my house. I done bought everything in, but this motherfucker.
What's your next word?
See, that's what I'm saying. So it's kind of like, watch what you, the part of the lesson today is watch what you wish for. And there you go. So let's go to the next one. This might be the same one. Maybe it is. Oh, no. Okay, here we go. A lot of posts. I think parents nowadays are so worried about being their kid's friend. I believe kids should have a healthy fear of their parents. Because before I did anything stupid, I would think about the possibility of getting a whooping or embarrassing my parents. And what do you think about, they call it capital punishment, whoopings, and what that person said?
I only heard half, but I do know this time. I know what you're talking about. And I feel like, shit, beatings are essential, especially if you're Black. Like, I feel like you ain't your right of passage that you get whipped with something. Because I'm sorry, like, kids be getting bad. Like, I'm sitting here like, man, am I ready to be a parent? Sorry, you know, with my attitude and my mannerisms and my dude's mannerisms and his ways, all right, our kids will be bad as fuck. And I'm like, they gonna constantly get their ass beat, but they gonna learn.
I'm just gonna say this. I'm just going to give y'all a quick little story real quick. I stole gas, right? And got caught. Actually, right when I pulled out, the cop was pulling in. My terrible luck. I'm going to county. Dude said, I suggest you call your mother. We'll let you out on your own reconnaissance. Won't even give you a bond. You had to show the court. You just need to call your mom so she can come get you. Or you can go upstairs. Guess what I told them to do?
You went upstairs.
You goddamn right. Ain't no way in here. I was like, no. They ain't gonna call my mama for me. No. I took an ass whooping for damn near 20 minutes because that's how long it takes to get from Durham County Jail to my house. In her car, and told my dad to drive the car so she could whoop my ass over the seat.
Baby, you whooped before? You been beat before? You got any stories? I woke you up?
I didn't have to. I went to sleep, got woke up with an ass whooping. Straight out the bathroom straight out the tub ass whooping.
Got my ass whooped the fucking bed, woke up with an ass whooping. Ass whooping, but I didn't even know that shit was coming. Walked through the door, got an ass whooping.
Surprisingly, I didn't get beat.
Boo.
I didn't get beat. I mean, when I did stuff, like, really, 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 really bad shit, okay, yeah, I got my ass, but other than that, I never got popped.
Oh, so you're one of the kids that your parents just had to say, you disappointed me.
No, not even that. Like, I would get the top, but I was bad as hell. I was a badass kid. I'm not even gonna lie, I'm not. But I didn't really cry. I would feel bad sometimes. Like, I could talk to my mom and she would cry with certain shit. But I didn't really cry because I got that. I more cried because, damn, like, okay, you more upset now, so I'm upset now. But no, most I really got was, like, I got an ass whipping when I was, like, I think 4 or 5. And my mom had my little sister at the time. She was pregnant. She did some shit to me, and I got mad. And imagine, like, she's the teacher in my classroom. Mm-hmm. She's on the ground picking up blocks. She said, I tried to get like 4 or 5 of my friends to push her over so she could hit her stomach and hurt herself. My mom said she caught herself and she gave me an ass whooping. I got my ass beat from the time it happened, the time I got back to my grandma's house. Then she whooped my butt. And that's about it. That was a badass kid. But, yeah.
Now, to me, okay, when they sit here and talk about fear, it wasn't that I feared my parents. I feared the ass whooping, not my parents. But I knew that the ass whooping was because I embarrassed my mom and my dad. You know what I'm saying? Period. I did something stupid. So mm-hmm. It's kind of like, you know, period. And trust me, even when back then, when I guess kids started to call the cops, yeah, my mama had to talk. Oh yeah, go ahead, call the cops. I'm gonna whoop your ass till they get here, and then I'm gonna tell them to take you, not bring you back. I'm
gonna call Dyfus. I'm gonna call 911. She's like, all right, go ahead and call them. Not even that. She gonna go ahead and call him. They're gonna take you away. But all the stuff you like, we're not getting over there. If they like you, let's hope they do like you. If not, we'll sit in the basement somewhere. And I'm sitting here like, what?
And see, too, for everybody, it's funny because I have to quote Bill Cosby. You know, I know what Bill Cosby did, but it's still funny what he said. It's the curse. And the curse is, and your parents always, and everyone had a parent say this to them. Ooh, wait, you have kids, because I hope they act just like you.
My mama.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like, my kids going to have to get beat, because I realize I had like the gentle parenting until like you fuck with me and I'm gonna fuck with you back. I didn't get beaten, and I was acting a fool. I was cutting school, I was fucking, I was doing shit, got pregnant. I'm like, nah, I'm whipping my kids' ass. My kids gonna get whooped. So when they even think about doing some shit, they're gonna think about the time they got their ass whooped, and they ain't gonna do it. Cause me, I wasn't scared. I was like, all right, take my shit away. I don't care. Take it away. I don't give a fuck. I'm still going outside.
Yeah, because it's kind of like, I'm sorry. Mama whooped me out of the penitentiary because I was around enough niggas that I could have gotten a whole bunch of shit, but I sat there and thought about that ass whooping. Mm-hmm. And while you playing, and for the boys and their dad, you know the biggest ass whoop we would ever get if we lost a fight.
Mm-hmm.
You lose a fight. Dad,
whoop
your ass.
The fuck you losing for? Not beating our son for losing the fight.
We don't lose in this house. You go back.
Not
and you whoop his ass. You either fight him or you fight me.
What is wrong? Well, when one of
these two stand fight.
I know that. I know why I ain't losing.
You're not beating the baby's ass.
I mean, because it does teaches you a toughness, though. You know, period. And it sounds crazy. I know it sounds crazy to everybody listening, but it does teach you a toughness. And it kind of also, it It doesn't teach violence. No. Let me tell you what teaches violence. Me hanging with my older brother, seeing him blow a dude's head off his head. That's violent. You get what I'm saying? Me getting my ass whooped because I could have been schooled. Me getting my ass whooped because I told the teacher, go fuck yourself. Or I told my mom I hate her. Yes, I said that before as a kid. And trust me, I regretted it. But see, here's the kicker. It's the talk afterwards. That's what people don't get. It's that talk that mama give you. I did it because I love you. I want you to do right.
I really had a Bill Cosby type of life. Now I'm sitting here thinking about shit. Because I ain't get that. I'm more got taking shit away. My mom be talking to me and sending me Bible words and stuff like that.
Oh, dog.
That's why I was so fucking bad.
No, my mama knew better. Dog. She learned after a while. What made the whooping stop?
Get my ass.
I what the hell did I do? I did something in middle school, and she said,
"I get that.
I'm gonna take away the Nintendo and the toys, and you get the, or you take this whoop and you keep the toys." I walked in the room and grabbed the switch and said, "Here." No, I'm taking the toys. I said, "No." Look, and I still ended up getting the whooping because I was snuck and got the toys back and the goddamn Nintendo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it was slick. Nah, you get this ass with anger toys taken away. Ain't no choice.
I said, damn.
I ain't got that.
I'm just, damn.
Oh my goodness. Let's see what else we got. That is beautiful. I love reminiscing on my damn childhood sometimes because I did some stupid shit.
Gonna have me call grandma. Just come on, get no butt whoopings.
Oh my god! All right, hold on. I gotta pause this. This is a good one, ladies and gentlemen. From the neighborhood talk. Wait, what? Kanye West said he would want to have a threesome with Michelle Obama. Gotta F President. Let's listen.
I'll have a threesome with you. You can pick anyone in the world. There's just one person. I think I know what you're thinking, but I'm not even going to say no names. I just want to see what you would think. Michelle Obama. Gotta fuck the president's wife. Your wife.
Well,
who's one other woman, y'all?
Well. Thoughts on the fact he said Michelle Obama.
Somebody said that shit. No, that was Eddie Griffin. I thought it was him before.
Oh my god.
I don't know.
Michelle Obama out of this bitch.
Michelle Obama do got that cake though.
She's sexy as shit, but she wouldn't have been
my top. A little cake back then.
Top 20 possibly, yes, but not top 10. I got a couple to get to before I get to that.
I wouldn't even say that out loud if my top 10, she wasn't my top 10. Man, don't say that out loud.
Oh my God.
I know she was like, damn.
No, she smiled at this bitch. She smiled. Michelle, like,
I'd be insulted. I'm like, ew. Don't gum my nipple. Like, you got it.
Oh my God.
Going to my nipple.
So with that being said, what would be your celebrity threesome? Go.
I'm going to ask that to celebrity threesome. I'm calling your phone. If we're not cool again. Celebrity threesome. I'm going to do guys and girls. So I like both. But okay. So bam. My threesome. Rihanna. Ooh, Rihanna. Lotto. And it's a big, it's like a big twinge between her, Cardi B. Honorable mention, Coi Leray. Don't do that, baby. She what? Like, she look freaky as fuck. Freaky as fuck.
Hey, well, I'm saying nothing. I'm making this shit. I already know. I already got one. Gosh. I only got one.
I do my guys. You can go.
Hey, where's your one, bro?
Who your one?
Megan Thee Stallion.
Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah. She's like.
Ashley. I'm supposed to like her. Oh no,
she number one on the list. That yeah.
I know why. Yeah, you like her butt.
She probably shit.
Oh, Megan is cute.
Megan is sexy as fuck.
But she more like a one night stand. When I do threesomes, I'm like, all right, I want to fuck you more than once, my man.
I had to say, for me, well, no, I had to pick two. Get back at it like that. Of course, Meg Thee Stallion, that'll be on the left. That'll be on the right hand side. Now, on the left hand side, who should that be? I'm thinking. It sounds funny as fuck, but what's her damn name? God damn it. Quinta Brunson. From that from Abbott Elementary. I'm sorry, I smell freak.
The short one.
I smell purity freak in that child.
I'm going like, oh my god, she's as small and thick as fuck. I never knew she was that thick. I saw
titties out.
She's 4 foot.
Mm-hmm.
4 foot even.
She's
throw up in the air.
Oh, get out. And my honorable mention is the light skinned girl from Rap Shit. The one that can actually rap.
Which one? The actual rapper or the other one?
No, not the actual rapper.
Romilly or the other one?
The other one. The one that posed me the rapper. Her character was a rapper. She was doing the red bone.
I know who you mean.
Yeah. And then, of course, for you Tubi people, Crystal the Doll. Damn, that girl is gorgeous.
Oh, I know who you mean. Crystal the Doll.
Oh, my God. That child. Damn. I know y'all like, he just said nothing.
I'm going to show you her.
Like, I said Meg.
Don't y'all want me? That's it. This Meg? Just Meg?
I'm being with them pop culture celebrities and
stuff. But no, that's great. But I would never expect him to say Michelle Obama. But then again, he did say in a verse though that he wanted Michelle Obama.
I don't know Michelle Obama. I'm like, well, excuse me. Yeah, she got a little fatty, but I wouldn't think the fucker.
Now.
I don't know.
There's a politician that I would like to fuck. What's her damn name? From Chicago. She is so fucking fine.
Chicago?
Yeah, damn. OKC or old.
How she look?
SG. She mixed. She the one that she's a female in the Senate that always be on Trump's ass. And because now she be in the House. I mean, she's a representative. But her. For sure. I mean, trust me, it's just so many. I mean, I'll knock down Candace Owens. She's
like, yeah.
Stop playing. Lights go off. We the same, goddamn it.
I've already same wall with you.
Oh my god. You definitely have a powerful palette.
Oh my God. So let's see what else we got with IG before we go to the last segment.
Sorry.
We have a lot that's going on the last segment.
Whore. I'm going to whore.
I was a whore.
Oh, no. I was
a whore. That's my love woman.
I think we are done with the IG, actually. Let me see.
No.
Nope. We got one more. 50 Cent. For the neighborhood talk. Mm-hmm. 50 Cent. Was getting his baby mama $500,000 a year. That's $40,000 a month. It's child support. She said it wasn't enough. So he went to family court, applied for child support, excuse me. Like, he took himself to court and, okay, y'all really had to go Ebonics on this one. All right, anyway, he took himself to court and the court said he should only give her $6,700 a month. One of the biggest L's in human history.
Dude, what the hell?
Is it? No, but actually, you want to be truthful about it. If you think about it, right, especially depending on the state, if it's based off your income, it's not his net worth. It's your income.
Yeah.
That's why, like, a basketball player can get off not paying as much. Mm. Is what gets them is that back pay. Them. That what gets them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm pretty sure he feels...
But why so much money?
No, because he wanted... Rich nigga.
I get that, but still. I mean... If you were spending all that money, because either way, if you're getting that shit every month, you shouldn't be spending that whole shit within the first day to the end of the month. But that's a lot of fucking money. So, like, what are you buying? What are you getting? Where is that going towards?
No, but here's the question.
Who but took that's, the that's L, the problem, though.
Hold on. Who took the bigger L, him or her? Because she the one that started the whole shit about it wasn't enough. For him to go see that he was paying way more than what he should have been paying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now he start paying his regular amount. She really pissed.
Exactly, because you're getting way less.
I'm paying, but nah, bitch.
See, this is a lesson to learn. Women, sometimes it's okay to shut the fuck up. It's okay.
Yes.
It's okay. It's okay to shut the fuck up because you'll fuck up the bag. You'll talk yourself out of the bag.
Fuck it off.
What the fuck say? Know your damn role and shut your damn mouth.
I'm like, shit, she should have known. I'm like, damn. No, but see, when these females give these rich dudes, they automatically assume that if they did take them to child support, that they're going to get a huge amount. Not necessarily. Because it's based off percentage of his income.
But even so, that's a lot of fucking money. Like, you know, it's off of your income, too.
Yeah, don't get twisted. I mean, not because, think about it. A dude, let's say, unemployed, you paying 50.
Mm-hmm.
A month, just unemployed.
But that's still, if you're unemployed, how you paying that shit?
They don't care.
That's crazy.
But no, what gets me is Boo Boo, you should have known. He giving you $500,000 a year. Do you understand? I don't know how old the kid is, but do you understand? That's 500. That's a half a mil.
Is that
he giving you a half a mil?
What?
You shouldn't have said shit. I know your mama was like, you dumb bitch. Told you to shut your fucking mouth. So, yeah. I hope you save that money. That is fucking crazy, yo. Damn.
Big Sean's coming to the yes.
It's a cheap feat because he went down there himself.
Yes, yes. We have to see him.
What are you cheering about?
I'm on Instagram and I seen that Big Sean made a post with Janae. Oh. So I'm tour ready. She's coming out here, I think, in June or July to North, and I want to see her so fucking bad.
God,
so I'm like, yes, if Janae is coming. Then Big Sean is coming. And that's Janae, Big Sean, Tink, and Coil Ray.
Ooh.
Good so ass.
Husband and wife is touring.
Beautiful. Oh, they married?
Shit, they got a baby.
Mm-hmm. So?
You buy what's in married.
No, you not married.
She will burn down the house. Did you hear the freestyle she did after they broke up? Damn right, I'm bitter.
But still, no. Until you put a ring on her finger or ask her, they're married.
Or engaged. I think I don't know. I don't keep up with. I just keep up with the music. I don't keep up with their personal life.
So. I don't either. But I'm just saying. If he ain't ask her, or they ain't really go somewhere and pop that shit, they ain't married. No.
So now, the last segment of the show, we went the ish. You know why I'm saying ish? Because we on YouTube, Rumble, and all that good stuff. But y'all get what I'm trying to say. And this is where we talk about the little hot topics y'all get to hear is really trip off of. So I'm trying to think, where should we start? Well, actually, since we were talking about Megan Thee Stallion earlier, and I like to start off something funny. Funny, but not so funny, but funny nonetheless. Megan Thee Stallion is being sued for sexual harassment.
Yeah, I see that.
And how much you know about it?
That's the one to which you made this guy watch her have sex in the car?
Yeah, it was her photographer. Oh, it called him a fat bitch. So apparently he must have been a chubby dude. Damn. But wait a second. Now, we're not here to shame no victim.
I hate you so much.
Wait. I don't want to shame no victim.
Yes,
she is. The nigga baby led.
Hey, I'm just gonna say this. I'm gonna step back and let y'all give y'all thoughts. But I don't think I would have been suing. I think I would have been thanking for that experience. I don't care. Actually, I probably might have been more mad that I wasn't involved. Okay. What?
I've seen like, that.
You got dick right here. What?
Guy crying holding the phone.
Can I get in between?
Crying because he couldn't join in. Oh my God.
Okay. So thoughts on the lawsuit?
Well, this is the first time I'm hearing of it, so it's like. for my all I can give is my initial reaction. Oh, but you, bro, I think they just mad.
Word. Because,
like... But it didn't say his gender. Now, if he was gay, different.
But that's even with that, though. Shit. Why are you mad because she making you watch? You could have watched a dude get fucking her or something like that. I mean, shit, honestly, I want to see Megan Thee Stallion you fuck. But she got an ass on her. So I want to see what she do. Like, I want to see everything you rapping about in your song you doing for real.
Man, I know there's some gay men that would have said they watch that shit like, go, girl. Get it, girl.
I'm like, oh, shit.
So
what, though? I mean, like...
You got to think, you got to put it into the perspective of there's like 7 billion niggas on this planet, right? Not everybody gonna be as fucking into shit as me.
But still, who probably wanna watch your fuck, though? Come on, let's just be for real. No one's ever gonna. Not this fat motherfucker.
I mean, all jokers aside, he got a point because, yeah, it's kind of like dude might have been married, or you get what I'm saying? And also, he's trying to be professional. Like, because
was it touching her?
Doesn't matter. There's still so many variables that we don't know. Like bro just said, he could have been married. He could have been homosexual. Not even wanting to see that. You feel me? He could have been not. We are very not vanilla individuals. Okay, so you got to think there are other people with other mindsets that are not as down for certain shit as we are.
Yeah, fine.
I mean, like I said, it was me. Like I said, I would have enjoyed watching. I would have been like, this is beautiful. But you got to think, there's some dudes out here
that about their... Hold your angle.
Huh? Mm-hmm. What you say?
Getting that booty clap and everything. Like, all right, man. Get me.
That's what I was saying. Okay. But he might have been doing about his business. You know, period. He like, wait a second. God damn it. Y'all ain't even paid me. What the fuck? I don't need to see all this. Can I get my check, please? I got shit to do. You can eat the pussy later. I'm just saying.
She made her own personal sexy.
Meg is just
watching ass.
She started the year off hot with some beef now this year.
I'm watching that.
And now she's about to go on tour with Glorilla. This is gonna be interesting. So that's interesting to see. So, well, they really won't too much in the news other than the beefs. I don't know where to start. Well, actually, let's start with the hottest diss track of the season, Chris Brown.
You heard it, baby?
Oh, the R&B nigga that outclapped everybody.
Always late to the party. So
not late to the party.
I'm always a day late to the party.
So, yeah, anyone heard the Chris Brown track?
No.
Damn it. All right. Let's go. Hold on. I'm about to find this real quick.
I want to do the same shit. I seen the thing for about a
minute. Quavo dropped two.
Yeah, it was Quavo.
Quavo dropped two. For some... Quavo dropped.
Yeah, I seen Quavo's
something like Crackhead Chris Brown.
I saw his his thingy for it.
And I'm gonna keep 100. Here we go. Weakest link. Here we go. Yeah. I like the way he started with Goldie.
Okay. Yeah, I think I did hear this.
They just said he went in. You're going to play a little bit because I don't want you to do this. I can't play the whole thing. If y'all can go listen to it, y'all probably already heard the motherfucker. So
no, the video to the music.
I want to hear it now.
So in the Quavo one, he has Offset doing the hook. Let me be the first to tell you, I don't care what anyone say. I don't care if you a Migo fan or not. He still lost.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm sorry, Quavo is not lyrically gifted like that. He makes great songs. It's a good song, but no, this track, no. Chris Brown is right now out rap everybody.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
How the R&B nigga out rapped everybody? In this?
Niggas forgot the R&B nigga was street. That's what happened. That's the issue.
So I am curious because when the award season come around, especially BET Awards, that's the only place they probably both be at. I'm curious to see how that's going to go down.
They're going to fight. I am.
No, the fact that he told Quavo that it should have been you instead of Takeoff, I was like, damn.
Mm-hmm.
He cut low.
You cut me deep, nigga. Cut him deep, nigga.
But that's me.
You went verbally, but where you were supposed to go at the same time.
Oh my God. See, that's me. That's what I'm accustomed to. That's what I grew up on. The Ice Cube, the the LL Cool J, the Wu-Tang, Beef. They ain't give a shit. They won't apologize for shit. Nah. They might adapt it up later and squashed it, but
hey, pissed me off with that move. I'm like, God damn it. Now we getting this shit. This nigga Chris Wow.
So from the hard beef to like, how do y'all feel about this latest? Wait a second. A lot has happened since then. All right. We begin here when it comes to this Drake and this Kendrick. What do y'all, have you heard the AI track? The track with Snoop and Tupac?
Yeah, I don't like that.
No, I haven't heard it.
It was good music, I guess, but like, I simply don't like the fact, I don't like the whole AI in the industry thing right now.
I'm probably go ahead.
I was about to say, because with this move, Drake just greenlit a whole new thing that's about to change this entire shit. I don't think it's for the better either.
See, it's funny because I was listening to like one of my favorite podcasts. Well, one of the podcasts I'm starting to listen to now, Rory and Maul. And I love Maul, but dude, you really too much on Drake's dick. But I feel you. Uh-huh. Yeah, if you get the opportunity to get into shit for free because of Drake, I'm not mad at you. I've been on his dick too. So go ahead, brother. But to me, coming from that era, because I don't know how old Maul is or anything. First of all, that's not even Pac's cadence. Damn is cadence.
Word.
Keep it 100. Word. And keep it 100, Pac would have never done a track with Drake. Ain't nobody said that out of all the podcasters and all the legends. Y'all know damn good well Pac would have never done a track with Drake, especially this. Huh?
That's like saying Big would work for Drake movie. That's like saying fucking anybody. But you feel me? That's like saying niggas from that never work with. Nah, that ain't happen.
He would have laughed at Drake.
Niggas would work with Kendrick and Cole first. Like,
yeah, he would have never worked with Drake. He would have looked at Drake as a bitch. Word. You feel what I'm saying? Trust me. They're looking at him like a soft nigga.
But this nigga got options before go to Drake. You feel me? Niggas will find options before they go to Drake. Like,
yeah, it, trust me. I mean, straight up, Drake came in the right time.
Right when he was supposed to. Right when shit got soft. He came right when niggas needed him.
Yeah. So it's kind of like, so that's one. Two, did Snoop get some money? Probably so. Did Snoop say, go ahead? No big. Yeah, he probably got a nice little check for this shit. Let's keep it 100. You know, period. And Snoop won't go to rap on it because now that means directly you saying that you're siding with Drake directly. He's kind of saying he's siding with Drake without saying he's siding with Drake. I guess you could say that.
Yeah.
Because I think he'll be a little bit more upset that you used AI. And you didn't give me no money. You know Snoop got his money.
Exactly. I'm not dead. Man. That's for AI who's dead.
As soon as this nigga voice should have been heard, he's like, all right, where the check at? All right, as long as the green in my pocket, I don't give a fuck what you do. I feel like that
video was right after he woke up and saw his bank account got a little fatter. He said, what y'all talking about? Oh, I'm going to bed. I already got paid. What you talking about? Y'all late. I already knew about this shit 2 weeks ago.
Right, I got
paid. But the other thing too is, okay, I get what Drake trying to do, but still, one, it was a weak track to me anyway. And two, I don't like the fact you're trying to bait him out. You did enough with goddamn push-ups. You came Drake hard on push-ups. That's right, I said Drake hard. I still say it wasn't hard. I still say Rick Ross's was harder. what Drake came with push-ups. But I digress. Y'all love Drake. Hey, it is what it is.
Nah, Tyler.
But I think, but no, I think I didn't like the AI. And like I said, and two, even with Drake's verse, I ain't like his verse. So to me, it's kind of like you kind of hurt the steam that you got with push-ups with this track, in my opinion.
It's like you did all this for what when you was already good? Like,
be a patient
for nothing, just to appreciate your value. Like, your stock went lower because of this shit, low key, but you not gonna feel it because you know the masses love you regardless. Like, that's the issue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you still have some motherfucker that's it was pretty good. It was hot. I was like, no, it wasn't. Because even to with the AI, unbeknownst to Drake, because I heard what Joe Budden said and this conspiracy theories about whether he's getting, because he, I understand he got a $500 million he got a big ass check from Universal.
Mm-hmm.
So, and y'all do remember, for some of y'all, remember the their attempt to have an AI rapper.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That shit ain't go.
What better way to introduce AI than through Drake?
Than through Drake, right.
Now mind you, was Drake, did Drake come up with the idea he probably had, or was he kind of nudged? You get what I'm saying? Because to a certain extent, it's kind of like, you know, son, you know what would be hot, Drake? Why don't you use an AI Tupac begging him to get it to come out? Mm. Yeah, we got him. We got him. Because now, because a lot of people are weary of it and a little upset about it, but it kind of opened the floodgates because if one do it, somebody else going to try. Wouldn't surprise me if Kendrick Lamar might do that shit. Because I actually heard an AI track where Kendrick Lamar was getting loose and then had a part where it supposed to be an AI Drake saying the verse, saying the, dragging himself.
That's crazy.
But see, and that's the shit that I like. That's the shit that I'm like wary of, because it's like that's going to depreciate the value of certain artists when you start doing this shit and start messing with shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's like we already on a certain tightrope when it come to like releasing music from artists that have passed already for type shit.
Yeah. So,
like, we already walk in a certain tightrope, and there's a lot of motherfuckers that think that, like, that's doesn't necessarily see why that wouldn't be okay, because it's like, all right, well, we still getting good music out of it, so who cares? But it's like, certain concepts behind that shit is what's not cool with it.
And see, two, it shouldn't surprise nobody that Drake did that, because let's think back to when his shit first was leaked.
Word.
Everyone thought it was AI.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, out of the blue, about what, almost a day in, that's when he claimed it. Mm-hmm. And sent the shit to academics. So I guess he, once again, leaked that. That's why Rick Ross said something about leaking in his verse. If people pay attention.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He leaked it to see what people gonna say about it, then gonna try to play off his AI. Mm-hmm. So, like, well, shit, if I did that, was thinking about doing it that way, then boom. And plus, with all this AI shit, this gonna go beyond the beef.
Yeah.
This, honey, because now we ain't gonna know who releases is really the release from them.
Exactly.
Because you might have a motherfucker drop a whole fucking album, you think it is Future. Future, I'm like, motherfucker, I ain't recording shit. Or worse, these motherfuckers get lazy and they see that shit bumping and say, yo, that's me. And they go buy it from whoever made it.
Word.
That's crazy.
See, so it's kind of like, and two, if y'all don't think that's going to trigger the other industry, I keep saying about the porn baby. The porn companies just sitting back waiting to see how this AI thing going to play out so they can get their money how they want to get it. It's coming. So, but the other thing is, why does everyone want to put Kendrick on the clock? I'm not getting that. When I sit there and thought about it, I'm like, okay, he said he's going to release his shit in May. Why do you need to drop anything now? May is like a week from now. And trust and believe, even the shit that Drake did try to do the 8 Mile, I'm going to say everything you can say about me so you can't say it to me. Even say something about him, him hollering at young girls and all that. I'm like,
you know niggas play off that now, right?
Like, so you a dude that know hip hop like me. He can say all the same things. All he got to do is just word the shit slick and say it slick. It comes in, it sounds like it's brand new.
Right. All I gotta do is change that shit up. I can say exactly what you said back to you, and I'ma just say it. Hold it. And now you just boom, you just fuck yourself up, and then you just gave me extra punches to blow. So, like, you said, nigga, hit me. I'm not going to the jail no more.
I'm saying. And two, I'm just gonna say this, where they be picking these beats? Those are not beef beats.
No.
Maybe I'm from that generation. No. I mean,
that shit on the beef ass beat, you'll be like, yo, y'all gotta understand what the fuck y'all doing.
I'm saying it like the only person that actually Chris Brown beat was banging. No, the only two beats. Chris Brown beat the Metro Boomin beat. I ain't gonna lie, that shit was hard. That shit, like that was hard. And then when
that shit, old school all over that motherfucker.
Yeah, that was hard. And the Rick Ross that was hard. You know the J. Cole, which I'm sorry, I apologize to everybody for mentioning J. Cole, but I have to kind of mention it because he did make a diss track technically. He took it back, but
he took it back.
Technically, he still dropped it, so
he still dropped it. The second beat was straight. The first beat, and then the push up beat.
That's all I got for you.
Because even to the point, like the Hurricane G and Kevin Gates beats with beef, which I was like, wait a second, when they started beefing, that shit was hard.
Word.
And hard and honest. That's what it was. Oh my God. It's just like, I'm just like, oh man. And who else been damn beef? It just so much. But like I said, Kendrick, I know when some tell me he gonna come with that heat. I just got a feeling it's gonna be bloodletting when he. Drake asking for it. Drake been begging for it. So, I mean, you did some tracks to it. So. You sounded like Jay-Z and Ether. And I love Jay-Z. So he got Ether. He did the same thing. He did two tracks.
Nas the heat in. So it's looking like all over again.
Oh my goodness. But I was like, damn, but the Hurricane G and the Kevin Gates, that shit. I was like, damn, they beefing. And I went to listen to their diss tracks. That shit's pretty good. I forgot all about Hurricane G, actually. I'm like, where all this beef? Cat Williams, I blame you. You started this shit. Because you know it's beef when you got Taylor Swift singing a country song beef style.
Uh-uh.
Yes. She did Kim Kardashian in a pop song.
What?
Ain't no motherfucking way.
Yes, I actually heard it. She even said, I know it's irony that your daughter's playing the song that I'm dissing you to.
Oh,
I said no. Taylor Swift.
No.
She would do that. No. Though. She would bump that shit in the house. I'm telling you.
Oh, Mom, I think she's talking about you.
Mom, you heard that? I'm gonna show Dad so he can go back on it. Mom, you heard that? Mom.
Oh, God. But we're not done with Drake, though, because a new player had entered the building, and his name is Ye. And it was just cool how he did it, too. He did it on the podcast. He said, oh, yeah, I'm on the remix. See, I want a remix like that. And you know he added Ye to the beat already hard now. He added the Ye to the beat.
See, so now it's gonna be oof.
Because he did send shots to Ye in push-ups. So Drake, you already knew Ye don't like your ass. Then you had to send shots to him. Did you not think he was gonna enter the fray? Now the song sound even harder.
He gonna be catching.
It came. How much harder do you want this to get? Damn.
You got Ye on the fucking tree. Yeah, no. It's gonna be up for you. And you ain't gonna wipe it. You ain't gonna wipe the fuck up, my nigga.
I treat a bad bitch like she's average, though. I treat a bad bitch like she's a fat bitch. I said. Boy, Drake. No, I already said what Drake needs to do. Go ahead, make an album. Do a song per nigga. There's only way you're going to win this, bro. You trying to send a shot to everybody in the song. You ain't Jigga. Nah, Jigga was the king of the one. Like, they do a whole song and
hit you with that one little line,
God dang it. I'm a dollar. What the fuck is 50 Cent? You know, boom. That's all he needed to say. 50 was done. 50 had nothing else to say. There was the only beef that 50 shut up on. He was like, oh. Jay-Z's watching me. I'm sorry, Mr. Carter.
No, I'm sorry.
Is it okay if I make Power after you?
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
but why you do that?
But man, I'm just curious who else did Drake who did Drake, what the fuck did he do? This just can't all be over a bitch. I'm sorry,
he ain't do nothing. This is money.
Word.
And then of course I checked out Drake and Rick Ross when motherfuckers started talking about who's richer than the other. Y'all had to go there.
Right. Like, y'all pocket watching motherfuckers.
Hey, I'm sorry. Nah, it was funny because it shots out the ball. Ball asked him, he said, did you hear the diss? He said, when the motherfuckers say he was richer than me, I cut it off. No, but what the fuck happened to rap beef, man? What happened?
That's exactly what happened.
I mean, motherfucker doing strategy. It was just, motherfucker just dropped the shit and like I said, Chris and Rick Ross are the only ones that did, and I can say Hurricane G and Kevin Gates, of course, were the only ones that did beef track the way you supposed to do it. Drop the bitch, yeah, and let the bodies fall as they may.
Let the bodies drop, word. Let the cars drop.
I just...
Fuck you, and everything you want. Fuck that shit, too. And I'm gonna just drop that shit, and whoever wants something. say something else, pussy. That's what it's supposed to be.
I'm saying, because I'm like, and then the sad part is, I think with, it's like, everyone is really want this Drake and I mean, let me send shots to each other, I get it. But it's like all these other beats, it used to be a time where we pay attention to all the other beats as well. But it's like these other beats, no one really gives a shit about. They get one day and that's it. Okay, yeah. The only way they're still going is because Quavo and Chris Brown still record tracks against each other.
Yeah, but like that's the shortened attention span of today. Like, you gotta understand back in the way back, it's like, first of all, we're not getting new music at the same clip.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Not with the whole internet or whatever, we can get 3 albums in 3 days, motherfucker. If we wanted to, you ain't gotta wait damn months upon a year for some new shit.
Yeah, and then too, also the diss tracks really was a part of the mixtape culture.
Yeah.
You know, period, because that's where you really dropped it. The beef tracks was on the mixtape. They didn't, because you weren't gonna get it on the radio. Because the record was like, hell no.
But now now everything is in one place.
Mm-hmm.
Every goddamn thing in one place. You can get the mixtapes and the Angel albums from the same damn store or whatever. Not even store, the app store. Y'all know what I mean. The same spot you can get every goddamn thing. Whether it's a mixtape or the album, radio version, movie version, goddamn clean and dirty. It's all there. Short attention spans is gonna make it like, all right, I heard it. Now what's next? Oh shit, this thing popped up. All right, cool. Let me go to it right now.
Yeah, because when it come down to it, the beef is like this. The beef, especially what's so funny when it came to like Rick Ross and Drake, once they dropped the tracks, they just went straight online with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't gonna front. You know, Rick Ross won that side of the beef. I'm sorry. Drake should have known better with the troll. I gotta give him props with the goddamn with the Metro Boomin.
Metro Boomin,
goddamn. Make them drums, nigga. Make them drums. The Mexican dudes.
Not the Mexican drums.
But Rick Ross, though, the BBL.
Mm-hmm. This nigga, right?
BBL Drake. He got a blues singer to sing BBL. Oh, I was done.
It's the fact of what this nigga did for it. Like he said, he put the blues singer for the fucking BBL.
I'm like, wait a second. What weed was he smoking that day?
Nigga. The right strain, I'll tell you what. Shitting me.
I was like, did he had to do it on speed dial or something? I'm like, what the fuck?
He did. He's still next door. That's one of the niggas from back home. It gotta be. Yeah, yo, bro.
He gotta be like, goddamn, at least cross town or something. Look, I got you for this Uber.
This Uber. I promise you. I need you over here in 35 minutes or less, goddamn. Get the fuck off.
Damn, quickness.
Get your ass ready and get in this booth. You only got 2 lines.
Oh, my God. So, I'm... This has been the year of beef, ladies and gentlemen. It's just the mid part of the year. Ain't nothing else really mattered. I mean, shit, motherfucker forgot about the fact that Trump was on trial out of this bitch. That's how big the beef took over.
Grandma definitely is.
Oh my God. So I think we at the end of a wonderful chapter. End of chapter 67. That's right. Uh-huh. Okay, we getting closing in on that, honey.
Woo!
Load in on that honey. So, oh my goodness. So, baby girl, you know what we do at the end of these chapters? Tell them where to spend that money, girl.
What's up, guys? Oh, shit. My bad. It's your girl, Miss B Queen. And I want to thank y'all for tuning in and stuff like that. And see, for some of the guys who do watch it, see, you guys do be having mainly guy topics. Which is why I'm glad he's here, because I ain't know shit about what the fuck I was talking about. I was confused as fuck. But again, if you guys want to see more of me and more of my lovely stuff, you guys can type in Misfit Queen. That is MZMSSPITQUEEN. Y'all go see all my links and stuff like that. And I'll take you to my Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook. Oh, your phone ringing. OnlyFans. And you'll see all of my beautiful content. And my WhatsApp film and some more stuff. So I want to believe these fucking fire guys.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to start filming a lot more stuff more. Let's give it. Wake up.
I'm up. I'm up.
And two, also, like I said, and fellas, since y'all love commenting on her videos, we gave you a full one to comment on. So I'm expecting to see some comments in the comments section, people, okay? I don't be shy, because y'all been saying some slick shit.
Exactly. I'm going to answer that shit right back.
Some slick shit. Because they love, I told you the one on YouTube, they love talking about that. They ghetto gag. That's the one they love.
They called me disgusting, and I say, yeah, with a capital D. Disgusting with a capital D.
And I'm the D, right?
Hey, y'all get the fuck over. So with that being said, hold on. Let's end this right, shall we? Yeah.
Are we got outro music now?
Yeah. There we go.
Get that shit. Oh, I can't get around.
Yeah, now we gonna end it, baby. That's right, baby. Now, with that being said, life is a learning experience. What's the experience if you haven't learned anything? Smoke this over. Say goodbye to him, Queen. And say King.
Bye. Bye. You will say bye.
Bye. Have a good one, y'all.
And we done.